And I'm just wondering what, whether you had the cleaning utensils just in one place, or...
Yes, I think we had the brooms. And the mops. No, we didn't keep anything between the kitchen dining room door.
Mm-hmm. And that was open most of the time, was it?
Yes.
And the keeping clothes... All right.
If you get to want some coffee, I can make you some, but Adele fed us so this afternoon, I'm full up again.
All right, well, that's fine. No, thanks. Very well. The other night, whether about that slipper and...
That was a gift. That's, and it's just a slipper.
Most interesting.
With a baby friend that was Israeli, an artist gave me that one Christmas. And this is her old shoe. And she painted it and put rice on it.
Oh, I see.
And then did this.
It is handsome. It's striking when you come mm-hmm. in through the room, isn't it?
Several weddings have borrowed it for them. Maybe the, parties or something.
I meant to bring my camera and flash gun and ask you whether I could take a picture of it, and I left both of them in the motel. It's a very striking thing when you come in. Keeping the clothes clean, how did you...
Oh, we washed. My mother usually had a helper to help wash the clothes. And we had the tubs and we had an old time wringer. But we'd have the tubs and the pots out there and the clotheslines, and on wash day they'd really have a wash.
I see. With a large family like that.
Yes.
And how about the ironing?
We'd all help with the ironing.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say laundry, or is that a more recent?
No. Mm-hmm. It's washing and ironing at that time.
And when they carried clothes, wet clothes around, what did they use?
We had big old baskets. They would have what they call half bushel measuring baskets at that time, and that's what they'd use.
I see.
And just the zinc tubs, you know. And I know they'd put the clothes into soap, and then they'd boil them. They boiled everything then. And then they'd rinse them through two or three boilers, you know. Then the line was close by, and they'd put them out on the line.
Mm-hmm. And use a lye soap that you made?
Yeah, they used lye soap. You could make that lye soap. I think I told you that you could make it into bars and cut it just like bar soap, but it was good deal stronger than any you could buy.
Did it damage your hands?
I'm sure that it hurt the hands. Of course, the girls would help rinse them out.